వందేహం శ్రీగురు.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 26, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 26th of May, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 26. So, this is the general way of life. Everyone is engaged in this material activities, and the basic principle of material activity is grihastha, family life. Family life, according to Vedic system or anywhere, is responsible life to maintain the wife, children. Everyone is engaged. They think this is the only duty. To maintain the family, that is my duty. As comfortably as possible, that is my duty. One does not think that this kind of deity is performed even by animals. They have got also children and they feel. Somebody is a defiant. Therefore here the word used, mura. Mura means ass. One who is engaged in such duties. Bhunjana pravivan kharan. Propipan. Pipan means drinking and bhujana means eating. While eating, while drinking, khadan, while chewing, chabbatasa lajjapaya. There are four kinds of it. Sometimes we chew, sometimes we lick up, chabbatasa lajja, sometimes we swallow. And sometimes we drink. So there are four kinds of gurusha. Therefore he is saying, Chaturvidha Sri Bhagavat Prasad. Chaturvidha means four kinds. So we offer to the deity so many foodstuffs within these four categories. Something is chewed, something is licked up, somebody is swallowed, in that way. So bhunjana prapibam khadam balakam srahajantita. The father and mother takes care of the children, how to give them food stuff. We have seen mother Yashoda is feeding Krishna. Same thing. This is the defiance. We are feeding ordinary child, which is done by cats and dogs. But Mother Yashoda is feeding Krishna. The same process. Process, there is no difference. But one is Krishna center and the other is whimsical center. That is the difference. When it is Krishna center, then it is spiritual. And when it is physical center, then it is material. There is no difference between materials. This is the difference. There is just like lusty desires and love, pure love. So what is the difference between lusty desires and pure love? Here we are mixing man and woman, mixing with lusty desires. And Krishna is also mixing with the gopis. Superficially they look the same thing, So where is the difference? So this difference has been explained by the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So what is the difference between lusty desire and love? That has been explained. He has said, Atmendriya Tripti Vancha Taranam Kam. When I want to satisfy my senses, that is Kam. Krishnendriya Tripti Vancha Dhare Premna. And when we want to satisfy the senses of Krishna, then it is love, prem. That is the difference. Here, in this material world, there is no love, because the man and woman, they have no idea that I mix with the man, the man will satisfy his desire with me. No. I will satisfy my desire. This is the basic principle. The man is thinking that mixing with this woman, I will satisfy my sense desire. And the woman is thinking that by mixing with this man, I shall satisfy my desire. Therefore, it is very prominent in the Western country. As soon as there is difficulty in personal and sense gratification, immediately divorce. This is the psychological. Why so many divorces in this country? The root cause is that as soon as I don't find satisfaction, then I don't want. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dampattam rati me vahi. In this age, husband and wife means sex satisfaction, personal. There is no question of that we shall live together, we shall satisfy Krishna by being trained up how to satisfy Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Don't do anything for your personal sense gratification. Do everything for Krishna's sense gratification. That's why the gopis, they used to go to Krishna. These gopis, they were married, because in India, 12 years, 13 years, girls are married. Still, I've told many incidences. So, from childhood, they are friends, small children. But the girls are married early. So they go to their husband's place, 13, 14 years. But because they had, they prayed the Kaptayani. When they are not married, they prayed to Kaptayani that Krishna is so beautiful. Please give me Krishna as my husband. Krishna is all attractive. So Krishna fulfilled their desire, and that is Vastraharam. Of course, these things are not publicly discussed, but still you are little interested in Krishna. So all the gopis, girls, before their marriage, they prayed to Kaptayani that give me Krishna as my husband. So Krishna, it was not possible socially. Krishna made such a plan that he accepted every one of them as his wife. And that is Vastrahananlila. Vastrahananlila, the girls were taking bath in the Jamuna, keeping their clothing, garments on the shore. Still, in India, especially in Punjab, the practice is that when the woman takes bath, strictly no man can go there because they put their clothing on the shore and they dip into the water naked. So this was being done and Krishna took their clothing and got up on the tree. So they begged Krishna, their friends, Krishna, this is very bad. Why you have taken our clothes? No, you beg the clothes with folded hand, then I'll tell you. So, you have read this story, it does not require. But the idea is that you wanted me, all of you, as your husband. Now I am fulfilling your desire. I am seeing you naked. Because a woman can be naked only before the husband. Nowhere else. This is chastity. A woman cannot be naked anywhere else, just like in the class naked dance. This is most above. A woman can be naked only before the husband. That will be explained. He was Brahman, he was well trained as a Brahmana, but one day while he was coming home with the ingredients of worshipping the deity, he saw one Shudra embracing another Shudra girl, embracing, kissing, because they have no shame. No Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya will do that. It is not etiquette. But because the Shudra, now it is everywhere we can see. This embracing, kissing, open to everyone. So a young man, seeing this, how he can restrain, check his lusty desire? It is not possible. The Kali Yuga is so fallen. If a young man sees another young man is enjoying with another young girl, then naturally his lusty desires increase. So these things are forbidden, therefore, still in some places it is forbidden. That you cannot, India is strictly forbidden. There is no such thing. In the public street, a young man can embrace a kiss. No. That is not possible. Then it will be criminal. Like that, a young boy can dare to speak with another young man on the street. It is criminal. She will again immediately protest. That is the incivility. So, the whole civilization is how to restrict the sex desire. Because, why restriction? Because the sex desire and sex life will keep him within this material world in different bodies. Either as human being, or as animal, or as bird, or as insect. So long there will be this sex desire. To become free, to become liberated means to become liberated from sex desire. That's all. This is the basic principle. Not that is tantra yoga, how to increase sex desires. This is not civilization. Civilization is how to cut down sex desires and ultimately become free, paramahansa. That is civilization according to Vedic culture. Therefore the training from the very beginning, brahmacharya. And brahmachari is instructed in such a way that remain brahmachari throughout the whole life. A brahmachari is open to accept either as grihastha ashram or vanaprastha ashram or sannyasa ashram, but the guru advises better remain all through brahmachari. No bothers. So he's trained properly, but still, if he has desire, then he is allowed to become a grihastha. That is also for a limited time. The whole plan is how to stop. Because as soon as he hears that Ajami he was not properly married, he became the husband of a prostitute, but there are 10 children, but he is entangled with the family, with children, and now he is engaged. Bhunjana, Prabhivan, Khalam, Balakam, Snehajantika, one after another, first of all sex desire. Pumshan, Sriyami, Thunibhava, Meta, this whole, what is this world, material world? The material world makes sex desire. That's all. The woman is hunting after man, and the man is hunting after woman. Either in human society, or bird society, or beast society, or dog society, or cat society, the principle is sex. And the human society means to understand this, that what is the basic principle of material life? If we understand this sex, therefore we have to cut down the sex desire gradually by becoming brahmachari, gyastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. This is it. Otherwise, if I do not know what is the cause of my material bondage, then how we can take remedy? This is the cause. Bhagisham Sriyami Srivami Tat. The desire is there. As soon as one is grown up, reaching youthful time, the sex desire is very strong. Very strong. So they unite. A man, a boy finds out a girl finds out a boy. They unite and there is sex. And as soon as there is sex, then there is bondage. Immediately. Pumsam Sriyami Sunibhavami Tat Tayor Mitho. As soon as they unite, then the relation becomes very tight, very strong. Then, as soon as one is married or unmarried, generally speaking married, then he wants apartment. Atha griha. Griha means apartment. So long he remains brahmachari, there is no need of apartment. So he can die and lie down on the street. But as soon as they are joined together, immediately apartment, griha, then how to maintain the apartment? Then we must have land, because formerly there was no industry. Everyone must produce his own food by tilling the field. So, to produce food, he must have some land. The land was available, is still available, one can produce. But they have left that process of livelihood. They are taking to industry. So, atha, griha, first of all apartment, then kshetra. Kshetra means agricultural land. Then some capital, atha, griha, kshetra. Then, as soon as they are married, they at least woman wants some child, children. Atha griha kshetra suta apta. If you have got very nice apartment and good condition of living, then invite some friends. Please come and see, I am happily living. And one after one, bondage. One after one. Because if you are opulent, you have to show your friends. Otherwise, where is your opulence? If your friends do not come and say, oh, you are so wonderful. Yeah. You have got such a nice wife, nice apartment, wonderful. Because in the Kali Yuga, this is wonderful. Everything is mentioned in Shastra. Dakshyam kutumba bharanam. If one can maintain one wife and some children, he is most expert. Forget Krishna, here is it. Dakshyam. Dakshyam means expert. He is expert. How is maintaining? And when I first came, I met one elderly lady. She had a son. So, as Indian, I asked, oh, why didn't you get your son married? She replied, hey, I have no objection. If he can maintain a wife, I have no objection. That means to maintain a wife is a very big job. in your country, I have seen it. Of course, when you talk, we must talk freely. That is a fact. Formerly, in our father's age, they used to come to foreign countries and they thought it is a great luck to possess one white wife. Yes, they are thinking like this. So all the students who used to come to England for higher studies, and naturally you would carry one white elephant. They used to say, it is not my coined word, they used to say, to maintain European wife, it is maintaining white elephant. So anyway, we have got so many white elephants. So this is the way. Ata griha chetra suta apta friends. Arjuna was lamenting, my dear Krishna, you are asking me to fight with my relatives, then suppose I become victorious and they are killed, then whom I shall show the kingdom? That was his objection. If everyone is killed on the other side, my friends and relatives, and suppose I become victorious, then whom I shall show my prosperity? So, apta, suta, ata griha, khetra, suta, apta, and bitta, and money. So this one after another. First wife, then apartment, then field for agriculture, then friends, then children, and then money, bank balance. In this way, he does not know, he is becoming entangled more and more. Atak grihat cheta sutata vittai janasya mohoyam. He is thinking that now everything is settled up and I am very happy. And next day death comes and kicks him out, get out. That he does not understand. That any moment death can come and kick me out of all these arrangements. And that is ignorance. That is foolishness. So here bhojan payana mura naveda agatam antakam. He was 88 years old. So he was busy in maintaining the family, children, but he never thought that death will come all of his sudden without waiting for my settled arrangement. That is the eighth wonder. This question was asked by Dharmaraj to Yudhishthira Maharaj. What are the wonders? The most wonderful wonder. What is that? So he said, this is the most wonderful thing. What is that? Aham lahanim gacchanti lokani jama mandiram. Every moment we see that somebody is going to the court of Jamara, that means death. That is our experience, everything. Aham lahanim lokani gacchanti jama mandiram. Sishastu sitamichanti. Sisha, who is not yet dead, is still alive. He thinks, I will never die. Your friend is dying? That's all right, but I will. Your father is dying? No, still I will. Sishastu sitamichanti kimastas dhammapapvara. This is the most wonderful thing that we have experienced, that my father is dead, my father's father is dead, so I shall also die, my sons will die, we will stay. Where is the struggle for existence and survival of the fittest? He never thinks of it. This is the eighth wonder. Thank you very much.